Watch, FS1's Marcellus Wiley rips Kaepernick for using anthem protests to validate his blackness. By Daniel Leberfeld on August 20, 2019. During an epic rant on FS1, former NFL player Marcellus Wiley laced into Colin Kaepernick and his girlfriend Nessa Diab for turning the NFL protest movement into a validation of their blackness. The FS1 host pointed out that Kaepernick is of mixed race, and Diab is not black. Wiley praised rapper Jay-Z, who decided to work with the NFL on social justice initiatives, leading to criticism from anthem kneelers for social injustice, Eric Reid, Kenny Stills and Kaepernick for selling out. "Please add my name to this list of sellouts," that goes like this: Jay-Z, Big Boy, Travis Scott, Malcolm Jenkins. "Put my name on that list if you want to, because this anthem protest movement has turned into a validation and a credit for Colin Kaepernick and Nessa's blackness," Wiley said on the FS1 show, "Speak for yourself." Jay-Z and the NFL announced a partnership last week focused on social justice initiatives and music for big NFL events. Rappers Scott and Big Boy were criticized for performing at the Super Bowl, and Jenkins, the head of the NFL Players Coalition, took some heat for making a deal with the NFL that included close to $100 million in league donations to inner-city causes. Wiley doesn't feel Kaepernick's upbringing qualifies him to speak about the suffering of inner-city blacks. "Kaepernick comes from a situation where he has never felt the full weight of these injustices," Wiley said. "This is a mixed-race guy who was raised by a white family from Wisconsin to Central California. Respect, that does not disqualify you for talking for us. But when you make missteps and miscalculations, it comes back into play." And Wiley thinks Nessa, a TV and radio host, is part of the reason Kaepernick became radicalized. "I knew Kaepernick, when he was a successful QB with the 49ers. He was never talking about this," Wiley said. "He meets Nessa in 2015 and in 2016 he gets benched, flip-flop. Not mad, that still doesn't disqualify you. But Nessa comes into play now and we all know Nessa. Respect to her and her ethnicity, but it's not black. Okay. So now we have two leaders who don't even feel the weight of the consequences." Wiley, who grew up in three different historically black neighborhoods, feels Kaepernick and Nessa, Egyptian American, don't truly know what the black struggle is all about. Wiley gives credit to Jay-Z for taking the baton from the Kaepernick movement that he feels isn't getting much done. "You can keep kneeling, I'm going to take this baton from you as you're kneeling and I'm going to translate this into the two things that are most important in this whole conversation, which is the money and the power that can give the resources to those who are underprivileged, underserved and voiceless," Wiley said about Jay-Z.